Deterrent.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Chris there, kind of sound, and he's, of course, on the road, sound like he's basically in another dimension, right, Chris?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going through a little mountainous area here outside of Flagstaff. One thing I wanted to mention before we get too far away from the William Rohl photographs and the UFO style objects that were in some of these photographs, my first impression of them when I looked at them was something very small being dangled in front of the camera. And I think that there's one or two people on the forums that came up with that as a possible explanation. There was another photograph that somebody pointed out on the forums that seemed to have some sort of string line or something that was visible. Does Robert want to care to comment, or Nancy, on these the logical conclusion that someone on a skeptical fence would say about these small appearing objects in front of the camera?
Let me do it, Robert. It's what I've already spoken about. The camera, the images they're referring to are the ones that appeared on Dr. Roll's camera that afternoon at the special field. And as I've already explained, Dr. Roll had simply put a brand new chip into his brand new camera, new batteries. We all three went to the field. Robert perceived an energy present. Dr. Roll handed his camera to Robert in broad daylight with both Dr. Roll and I watching as Robert took those photos. If Robert had been holding anything in front of the lens, both
you would have been able to see it.
Would have seen it.
Yeah.
They look the way they do, I don't know. Robert and
That was my next question.
Well, what we've come up with, our understanding of these UFO photos is this. There is another reality, a spiritual reality, which is around all of us and very close. However, as we all know, there are many religions with many different images which are associated with those religions. What we think is that the UFO image has become the most universally well-known or accepted image that means simply the other, not something religious specifically, but the other.
It's like a cultural consciousness taking over.
That's, we think, the images represent this notion of the other rather than actually representing real UFOs, although in some cases they may represent real physical present UFOs. Most of these images that have been coming on Robert's, the cameras he's using, we think are simply an image that helps people understand there is this other reality.
It's trying to make us think, which goes back to something that Ray Palmer said many years ago. Don't know if you remember who Ray Palmer was, Nancy. But before we did the break, I asked you a question about the evidence that was accumulated when they did an examination of Robert. Why can't we get something like that publicized? Because I think people are really curious. And this is the sort of thing that when you say, I have evidence, but I don't have permission to post it or whatever, people are skeptical.
Yes, as well they might be, but unless many of us are willing to donate money to finance scientists who do this sort of work, most scientists, just like you and me, have to pay their rent, you know, they have children to raise, whatever, and there is no funding available to pay the salaries of such people. The people in Robert's case, these two men who have worked with Robert, in addition to Dr. Roll and my MIT photo guy, these other two men, in order to publish what they have observed, they must come up with some sort of theoretical construct and hypothesis, if you will. If you have no hypothesis, if you absolutely do not understand what you're looking at.
Right, you can't publish anything because you have nothing really to try to prove.
Exactly. And so this is the difficulty. With Dr. Roll, after his experience with Robert, I sat down with him and I asked him. I said, well, now what do you make of all this? He had just spent 2 days with Robert, watched repeatedly as Robert, using his camera, took all these strange photos, not just the UFOs, but many others. And I asked him, well, you know, what do you think? And he said, I don't have the faintest idea. It must be some sort of RSPK effect. In other words, he didn't have a clue. He'd been standing right there watching. He had no doubt whatsoever that Robert was genuine, that the photos had actually occurred precisely as he had watched them appear, and he had no explanation at all. He said it's got to be some sort of RSPK effect.
Robert, let me just ask you a left-handed question, left-field question here. Back to your childhood. Before this happened, and you're taking this from your photographic memory, maybe what your parents told you, did you ever suffer an injury of some sort, like when you were 2 or 3 years old?
Did you fall and hit your head, Robert?
Well, to be blunt, that or anything like that.
No.
Okay. So there was no precipitating thing that happened to you to start this thing, except one day you wake up and you see people.
Yes,
he realized that his grandmother and his mother and his sister, his younger sister, all have some of this same, I'm not so sure we should call it a gift, but the same sort of ability. His sister has seen maybe more creatures than Robert has. His mother has seen them as well as other things. His grandmother also. So it appears to be something that may run in his family along the mother's line.
Do you find that in your research too, Nancy, that when people claim to have extraordinary abilities, there is the genetic factor?
I have heard from Dr. Roll. He told me that. But I myself, the only case I've examined in great depth is Robert's. So I don't know from my own personal experience, but Dr. Roll told me that.
Well, okay, so maybe if we go back several generations of Robert's family, if it's possible, we find that they have unusual abilities. Robert, have you looked into your family history at all?
I know only that my grandmother from my mother's side, the mother from my mother was having, she was seeing dead people sometimes. She was afraid of it, but she was very sensitive and very, was also hanging around her. I remember that, a very positive, quiet, positive, sweet energy. I remember that, and she was very gifted, I'm sure about, but she was do nothing with it. She was also not have the wish to talk about it. I still feel her around me, and I know that she was there. Maybe other family members was have it also, you know. But that I know only from her that she was have it also. She was have a beautiful light in her heart. And she's in heaven now, and I'm happy. That's also her home that she deserves.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I have noticed in my research that oftentimes there is a history of family members in the past that tend to it appears that maybe passing down some sort of extraordinary abilities. Generally, it skips a generation. Is what I found. And, in other words, it's your grandmother that would have the gift as opposed to your mother. Although both cases obviously, have been reported, but I think Robert brings up a good point, about the skipping of a generation there.
We'd love to have you subscribe to our newsletter. You can get updated schedules for the shows, cutting-edge commentaries from me, from Chris, and special guest commentators such as Kurt Southerly. All this and more. The official Paracast newsletter. Go to newsletter.theparacast.com, newsletter.theparacast.com. It's free. We have Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek joining us. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris, we have Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek, and we're exploring what he says are the strange things that he does, the strange things he perceives. And I wanted to just ask you a few things about your life over there, and maybe our listeners would understand more of what you're doing. Do you have a day job at all? Do you go out to work? What do you do?
You ask it on me?
Yes. You have a regular job. You work in a restaurant. What do you do?
No, I help my clients. I found it very difficult to ask many people money. That's for me a big problem. I will help them, very much for free.
But you can't go out to work in a normal job. You have to give readings to people. You can't go out to a restaurant, steel mill or something.
No, that's not possible for me. I'm too open, too sensitive, and too that I cannot do that. It's not.
Is it? There's too many outside influences that you sense that make it impossible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
So the question is here: how do you support yourself? Do you receive donations from people for giving them readings, or what?
I live from money from the government. They have some I don't know the word in English, but they then
Robert
you get
is considered in Holland because he was unable to finish schooling because in school he was constantly assaulted with these images and these presences. He couldn't pay attention to the schooling because his attention would be diverted. And because of this, he wasn't able to complete his standard, the normal schooling. And this then made it impossible for him to actually learn a trade of any sort. And instead, he has used his abilities he's learned how to do these readings and healings. And his father, who is a banker, insisted that people pay for this service, and that money was put into a trust fund to help support Robert, and because the father is very concerned about how Robert will survive.
Okay, so basically the government is considering him, because he can't complete his education and develop a trade, basically disabled.
Yes.
It would be considered a disability income. We're not insulting the person as a result. We're just pointing out, as a matter of fact, it would be considered some sort of disability income to help people who are unable to go out and work, to help them survive. Period.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Chris, you wanted to raise another subject. No, you wanted to raise the issue again about the white powder?
I wanted to actually talk.
Well, Nancy wanted to raise the issue, and what I said was that we've covered it for about 20 minutes, half hour in the last show, so we don't need to go over it. Maybe just summarize it.
What I would like to do then is maybe talk about my eyewitness accounts of crop circles occurring when I was with Robert on two different occasions. Robert is the only person in the world, as far as we know, who knows when a new crop circle is getting ready to occur in his area. In fact, the very first Dutch circle this year in 2012 has just appeared. And he, as usually is the case, he and Stan, who was his friend, were at home. And Robert felt the energies. And they went out on Robert's motorbike to some fields where circles have occurred in the past, and Robert thought perhaps that's where this time it was happening. This was just a couple days ago. And they went through the whole area, looked at all the fields. There was nothing there. And so they went back to Robert's apartment, and later that night, just after midnight, Robert again felt this very strong energy. And even though by now it was pouring rain, he and Stan went back on the bike, and this time did discover this beautiful seven circle crop circle. Robert perceived a flash of light in his mind's eye, which told him where the circles were likely to be. And when they arrived at the actual field, he saw with his eyes, this is visual, these seven, he said, mushroom-shaped lights hanging over the field. Robert, why don't you tell him in your own words what you saw?
Yes, I was now 2 days ago. I was having a very restless feeling, and I was in the afternoon. I was driving with a friend of me on my motorbike by a field where more circles was coming in the past, and there was standing grass, and we was watching on both sides from the field, and there was nothing. And then we was go to home, and around 12 o'clock in the night, I was get a very restless feeling. I was close my eyes, and I was see in a flash that field for me, and I was get very strong in my head, seven circles. And then it was rain very hard outside, and we was waiting a little bit, and then around 1 o'clock in the night, we was took the motorbike with a friend of me, and we was driving to the fields, and when we was coming by this field and driving and going off the motorbike, then I was see this strange white sort of mushroom shapes hanging seven lights above the fields. It was a little bit transparent and with a little bit mist around it, and it was hanging above the field. And when I was walking a little bit closer, and I was not standing in the field, I was see that the circles was in the field. You was see the color different, that it was more shadow shapes in the fields there. And then I was walking in the field, and I was discover beautiful circles that was lay there. And in the afternoon it was not there, and on that moment well. And it was feeling for me that they was formed maybe an hour for that we was come there, and it was very beautiful. The energy is very beautiful, and I'm very happy with it, and that's very beautiful. And Nancy was years ago in 2001, I think so, then she was see with me that the circle was forming by my house in the field, in the beans field, and she was also witness with me, and I'm very happy with it. When you know, people think that I make the circles. The reason is that I found all the time the circles, and that I get a message before with the street name from go there, and there is something going on. And then they say, oh, then he made them self. I'm very happy that Nancy was also witness with me.
I want to ask you a little bit about your friend, whether your friend has been involved in experiencing these things with you when he goes with you. And we'll do that in our next segment, okay? We're talking to Nancy Talbot of BLT Research. She investigates crop circles. But also we're talking about the unusual experiences reported over most of his lifetime by Robert Vandenbroek. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide
worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're kind of lucky here as we get to the tail end of the show. It looks like Chris is starting to get a fairly decent mobile connection. See, that's the next thing we need to figure out here, how to solve the pathetic problem of mobile connectivity in this country, because it's really bad. Robert, this friend of yours, what can you tell us about him? How long have you known him?
I know him now for 5 years. And he was... Nancy know him also. And he's a very sweet, sensitive person. And he was first, when he was meet me, he was first a little bit skeptic. You know, he was know a lot of mentalism, a lot of tricks. And he was think, I don't know if it is true, but he was know me from the Dutch television, and he was think, I will have contact with him. And then when he was go with me in a friendship, then he was changed his mind very strong. And I was get in some evening very strong the feeling that I must go to the fields. And we was go to the fields, and we was seeing light balls above the fields, and they was forming right before his eyes, also before his eyes, a crop circle. And that was for him a point from, whoa, this is real. This is absolutely real. And this has changed his life. He is also a witness. Also Nancy, also Stan, this friend. And that's beautiful for me. I'm very happy with
it. Is Stan right there with you, Robert, now?
Yes.
You think he would be willing to tell what he saw?
Yes, that's possible.
We have Robert's friend Stan who's joined us in the microphones. Stan, what's your last name, by the way?
Von Alst.
Okay, so how long have you known Robert?
I think for about 4 years now, a big 4 years.
Now, do you have a regular job or what?
On the moment, I'm planning to do a study maybe or something else, but I'm really involved in that.
Has an ability with computers.
Yes.
He's very talented, and in fact, Robert doesn't have any talent there, and so he helps Robert with that. He also has many clients whom he helps with their computer problems.
Okay, Stan, so you're the computer guru of that town. Okay, so you went out with Robert on this occasion to see crop circles. What was it like for you?
You mean the time that I saw one happening?
Yes.
Yes, he wants you just to tell about that.
Yes, it was a very wonderful event. It changed my life because I was a skeptic in a way. I was not sure of the reality of all of this, and when I saw it, it was so amazing. So it really changed my life.
You and Robert were simply out riding on Robert's motorbike, right?
Yes. I can tell about that.
Okay.
Robert had the feeling that something was ready to go in the field, a circle, and I was on the motorbike. Behind Robert, we were driving in the fields, and Robert had the feeling that there was something going to happen. And we just drive around, and on a moment, Robert stopped the motorbike, and we did go to a field, a grass field, and there was a very, how can I tell this, a very lovely feeling. Like another consciousness in the area. It's hard to explain it because it's a feeling. And from that moment, I think about a minute after that, we were standing in the grass field on this moment. There was a big orange light bulb, I think 6 meters in the air, 6 meters above the ground in the air. And I screamed to Robert, watch. And it was a very big, I think, the size of a football, orange light bulb in the air. And after that, the orange light bulb turned into 3 light bulbs. There were coming 2 light bulbs from this one light bulb. And it's very amazing, but these 3 light bulbs changed to 6. And after that, they spun in the air very, very quick. And so quick that you see a line in the air. And this line of spinning light bulbs did go down and form a grass circle before my eyes. It sounds strange, and when I tell the story to other people, they sometimes think that I'm crazy, but it's the truth. I saw this before my eyes with Robert. And
Stan, if I remember when you told me about this,
yes.
Because this was the first time that you saw this happen, you were a little scared, yes?
Yes, I had a very, how can I explain this? A very lovely feeling, but this lovely feeling was mixed with a shock, because I saw something that's against my vision of the world. I wanted to believe Robert, because it was a nice belief. If you see it, it changed very much.
That's what I have been trying to tell people for a long time, that we don't expect that other people will believe just because we say. That's why I write in such detail about these events. But once you've actually directly had the experience in front of your face, things change very quickly, don't they?
Yes, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And the day after that, I had also the thought in my mind that it was a dream, but it wasn't.
The next day when you woke up, you thought
when I was waking up, because it was so unsure feeling, but also so wonderful to see that there is more, and there is more about the lines of reality in science.
And it is Stan that we're speaking with right now.
Okay, and I should ask Stan, I wanted to ask you a quick question here.
Let me tell you one more thing, Gene.
Sure.
He's the guy who has shot the videotape, which has just been posted on Robert's website, where Robert was on camera the entire time. The picture you see there on those pictures will be of Stan.
Okay, Stan, you're going to get famous online, and now people on Facebook are going to want to add you, or Twitter. But obviously we gather you're more savvy about computers. But before you met Robert, had you ever had any experiences in your life that were strange or even comparable to what you had with Robert Brown?
No, not as direct as this. Maybe some things that I thought, oh, it's coincidence. Some telepathic experience when line is going on, or when someone calls you and you you think about the name, and you know this general events, but this is so direct. I saw something before my eyes, and it's so wonderful. But before I met Robert, I was a skeptic.
But you became less of a skeptic after experiencing this stuff. Did you think maybe he was faking it? What was your feeling?
I had an open mind. I was thinking that there is an option that Robert was faking it. I had this in my mind as an option, but I didn't believe that Robert was bad. I thought that he was faking it to inspirate people. And I was also a magician in the past and a mentalist, and I was interested in faking paranormal things.
Have faked these things.
I was a magician and a mentalist in the past.
So you understand then, like, it takes one to know one. You know whether or not he's faking it because
you've done that. I have the ability to
Okay. All right. We're joined in this episode by Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek, and we're talking to Stan, who's Robert's computer guru, a former mentalist, which, of course, is like the American TV show. Have you seen the American TV show, by the way? Mentalist?
I don't think so.
Okay. TV show about a guy who's a former mentalist, becomes a consultant for police in California, and uses his amazing insights into solving crimes. But in your case, being a mentalist, being somebody who has done this sort of thing, you therefore were able to look at what he presented to you and determine whether or not it was true. Is that correct?
Well, he saw in front of his eyes the crop circle happen.
Sure, we understand that.
After that point, after the crop circle, I was very sure that at least a big part of Robert was real. And it's very logic that when you see that there is no option yet, but... No.
With Robert Vandenbroek and Nancy Talbot, joined by Stan, with Chris and Jean, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Beep.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
So this story has taken a wider spectrum because we have someone now who Robert's known for 4 or 5 years, Stan, who knows when there are fakes and would be able to figure out when there's a fake, but now he sees something that he regards as the real thing.
Yes,
well,
I believe.
Also have the video evidence of William Gazecki, and don't forget the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients of Robert's over all of these years who have also witnessed many of these things themselves.
So when we add up to date here, and this is the problem that you saw, and I think I try to illustrate to you here, and that is it's very, very difficult to convince someone who doesn't believe any of this stuff that it's real, because they can always find the alternate explanation, which is, okay, he's got these photos, they could be done in Photoshop, and we have to depend on the word.
If you're calling all of us liars.
And then the point being here is that any photo of a UFO or strange phenomenon can be fake. You've got to depend on the people who report these things as to whether they're telling the truth or not.
Yes, that's very true.
If you're not open to these possibilities, then you probably won't bother to inform yourself. If you are open to these possibilities, there's a lot of evidence in this particular case, and in, I think, many others, that very unusual energetic situations exist, whether they are completely natural in nature, spontaneous energies that exist, we don't yet know. What we know is that some people have the ability to transmit or act as a medium for these energies, and a whole range of amazing things can then happen. I'd also like to remind people, and there, some of these clips are posted on YouTube and also on Robert's website, and I've put some still photos in the most recent article I've written about Robert's new website. The filmmaker William Gazecki from Hollywood, who did the Quest for Truth video about crop circles some years ago, went to visit Robert in December of 2010. And his purpose was, we're trying to see if we can get a DVD eventually shot about Robert. And he went to see whether or not they would get along, whether or not the strange things would occur when he was present. He took along professional video equipment, and the very first night that he was with Robert, an energy started to occur. Robert felt this, and William turned on his video camera, followed Robert around the house until Robert got to a spot where he felt that the energies were concentrated. And William was filming the entire time. And what you hear is Robert talking to William back and forth, and you see Robert with the digital camera held up in front of his face, clicking away periodically, stopping every so often to tell William that this is a man, that he has died of bladder cancer. He goes on then a little bit later and he says his name, it is Aaron, Aaron. And they discuss that back and forth. Meanwhile, Robert is clicking and the video is registering this the whole time. At the end of the 15 or 20 minute session, they then stopped and the video camera comes in close behind Robert's LED screen. And Robert starts clicking back through the images to see if anything has in fact appeared. What has come on that very first session were very clear images, two totally different ones, of a man named Aaron Russo, who, it turns out, unbeknownst to me or Robert or anybody other than William, this was William's mentor in the film business years ago. He did die of bladder cancer. His name, of course, was Aaron. And Robert also got, during the time he was shooting these pictures, the words freedom, freedom fighter, freedom. And it turns out that on this man's gravestone are printed the words freedom fighter. Now, William Gazecki was obviously very amazed at this. I had no knowledge about Russo, never heard of him. Robert had never heard of him. That this would be the very first image to come when William was present. Robert had never met William before, really knew nothing about him, that this man, this Aaron Russo, who was so important to William, would appear, was kind of amazing. On the second night that William was there, the energies came back again, and this time it was John Lennon who appeared. Now Lennon.
John Lennon, oh boy.
Lennon died in the year that Robert was born. And all
he died in December 1980, to be specific.
Exactly, and Robert was born in May of 1980. Robert had no particular knowledge. He was aware of the Beatles, of course, and he'd heard John Lennon's name. But he was not aware of the music particularly. It was way before his time. And during the videotape of that session, you see Robert, the part that touched me the most was at one point Robert was getting the name. He was describing John, and he was getting the name, but he was very hesitant to actually say it. He couldn't believe it, actually. And finally, he turned to William, and he said, his name is John. It's John Lennon. And then he apologized to John because he didn't know his music. He said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know your music. I am so sorry. But in fact, it was John Lennon. And interspersed with the images of Lennon was a creature, which I think Robert called that one a star child. Didn't you, Robert?
Yes, that's absolutely true. Yes, that was coming after.
We have many other images, videotaped images, and eventually we're hoping that we can raise the money to put together a DVD that will give people a better overview, where you've got a video camera running the entire time Robert does these things, because then it's very easy to see that he's not holding anything in front of the camera, that the chip in the camera is brand new, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, this raises the biggest question of all here, which is obviously, as you can see from the questions I asked, for our listeners, there are natural areas of skepticism that people are going to voice about claims of this sort. In the end, how do you interest mainstream scientists? They're going to look at this and say, oh, just a bunch of silliness. How do you make them take it seriously?
If you tell me how, I guarantee you will do it.
if I knew I would be opening my store tomorrow and selling the plan. I don't know what the plan is.
Can you give it away to all of us who are trying to understand what these things are, where they come from, what they mean?
But I think the key is here is how do you convince people who are naturally skeptical, and you understand why they're skeptical. This is outside of their experience. It's very unusual. They can see, as some of our listeners have already pointed out, that there are ways, other ways, to reproduce these effects, and therefore you have to take people at their word that they're the straight and narrow. But how then do you bring scientists into this and say, okay, let's investigate? We don't want to make Robert into a lab rat.
Remember, Gene, it is not our job. It's not my job. Nobody pays me to do this. It's not Robert's job. Nobody pays him to do this. It's not our job to convince anybody. It is our job simply to present the information we have in the clearest format we can and offer it to those people who choose to then inform themselves more thoroughly. If they're not interested, they're not interested. That's fine.
I'll tell you what, Nancy, tell our listeners where they can find more information about what you're working on.
The two websites to pay attention to would be Robert's own website, which is robertvandenbroeke.nl/home, and the BLT website, which is just bltresearch.com.
And we have both sites, by the way, linked at theparacast.com, BLT Research and Robert's own site, so you can check out their information. And for Robert's site, keep your Google Translator working so that you can translate everything to English or whatever language you like.
We will do.
Chris O'Brien, by the way, his new site, OurStrangePlanet.com, is still being developed. You have the existing site. The new one is going to come up soon. Nancy and Robert, thank you both for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.